Imagine that you have the chance to become a vampire. With one swift, painless bite, you'll be permanently transformed into an elegant and fabulous creature of the night. As a member of the undead, your life will be completely different. You'll experience a range of intense, revelatory new sense experiences. You'll gain immortal strength, speed, and power, and you'll look fantastic in everything you wear. You'll also need to drink blood and avoid sunlight. Suppose that all of your friends, people whose interests, views, and lives were similar to yours, have already decided to become vampires. And all of them tell you that they love it. They describe their new lives with unbridled enthusiasm and encourage you to become a vampire too. They assuage your fears and explain that modern vampires don't kill humans. They drink the blood of cows and chickens. They say things like, "I'd never go back, even if I could. Life has meaning and a sense of purpose now that it never had when I was human. I understand reality in a way I just couldn't before. It's amazing, but I can't really explain it to you, a mere human. You have to be a vampire to know what it's like." Suppose that you also know that if you pass this opportunity up, you'll never have another chance. Would you do it? To make a choice like this, you'd want to make the best decision you could. And that means you'd want to proceed as rationally as possible. Becoming a vampire would be big, really big. It obviously isn't a decision to be undertaken lightly. You'd want to choose the smartest option, the option that would make your life as good as it could be after you'd made your choice. You wouldn't want to pass up one of the most amazing experiences you could ever have. But you wouldn't want to make a huge mistake either. The trouble is, in this situation, how could you possibly make an informed choice? For after all, you cannot know what it's like to be a vampire until you are one. And if you can't know what it's like to be a vampire without becoming one, you can't compare the character of the lived experience of what it's like to be you, right now, a mere human, to the character of the lived experience of what it would be like to be a vampire. This means that if you want to make this choice by considering what you want your lived experience to be like in the future, you can't do it rationally. At least, you can't do it by weighing the competing options concerning what it would be like and choosing on this basis. And it seems awfully suspect to rely solely on the testimony of your vampire friends to make your choice, because after all, they aren't human anymore. So their preferences are the ones vampires have, not the ones humans have. This book argues that we find ourselves in this sort of situation for some of our most significant life decisions. In other words, in the real world, as we face our own personal series of life choices, some of these choices are in a very important sense, like the choice to become a vampire. While life choices don't usually involve the possibility of becoming an immortal being, they are fundamentally similar in a different way. The idea is that when you find yourself facing a decision involving a new experience that is unlike any other experience you've had before, you can find yourself in a special sort of epistemic situation. In this sort of situation, you know very little about your possible future, in the same way that you are limited when you face a possible future as a vampire. And so, if you want to make the decision by thinking about what your lived experience would be like if you decided to undergo the experience, you have a problem. In such a situation, you find yourself facing a decision where you lack the information you need to make the decision the way you naturally want to make it, by assessing what the different possibilities would be like and choosing between them. The problem is pressing because many of life's big personal decisions are like this. They involve the choice to undergo a dramatically new experience that will change your life in important ways. And an essential part of your deliberation concerns what your future life will be like if you decide to undergo the change. But as it turns out, like the choice to become a vampire, many of these big decisions involve choices to have experiences that teach us things we cannot know about from any other source but the experience itself. When we face a choice like this, we can't know what our lives will be like until we've undergone the new experience. But if we don't undergo the experience, we won't know what we are missing. And further, many of these new and unknown experiences are life-changing or dramatically personally transformative. So not only must you make the choice without knowing what it will be like if you choose to have the new experience, but the choice is big, and you know it's big. You know that undergoing the experience will change what it is like for you to live your life, and perhaps even change what it is like to be you, deeply and fundamentally.